So why would I be causing myself so much stress and anger and that sort of a thing over people who don't want to know the truth? They literally don't want to know. And, you know, I kind of understand the reason why. The reason is,
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, they can't handle it. So why would I, my life's going great. My family's great, my dogs are great.
No mingling. If you get up from your seat, you're supposed to put on a mask. Nobody can go inside unless they're going to the bathroom. Everybody has to sit outdoors. And you can have your mask off outdoors at your table, but you cannot mingle. There's even a stick figure sign of two people hugging with a circle and a slash through. I'm not fucking kidding you, man.
I wish it was funny, but this is reality. They're telling us to wear goggles now. It's fucking 98 fucking degrees, and I've got fucking a little fucking elf demon named fucking Mr. Fauchian talking about goggles at this point. Who are these people? Like, you don't want me shaking hands. You don't want me in a bar having a beer talking to somebody. You don't want me hugging my neighbor. You don't want me ever shaking anybody's hand ever again. But you're gonna sit next to some guy with your mask off after you threw a fucking baseball 5 feet wide. Like, can you imagine if there were actually people in the stands? Even before he got out, he would have been booed down. I mean, this shit is wild. And it's only getting wilder.
So if you're sensitive, you might want to mute this right now. Bill Gates, you know Bill Gates, okay? The man has a God complex. Now, he came out saying he believes people that are not wearing the New World Order mask should be shamed. They should be called out publicly. Now, here's the part where your ears might get a little sensitive. I want Bill Gates to suck it. You understand? That's what I want Bill Gates to do. If I offended you, I'm sorry. I did forewarn you. But I would be willing to, as a matter of fact, you know what? If you believe I am correct with those last two words, you know, I just said, suck it. Why don't you just post a response here, Bill Gates, suck it, because it'll show up all over the web. Let's do that. Let's all get together, those of us that don't believe that Bill Gates is God, and just tell him to suck it, because he can, you know, I don't give a damn what comes out of that thing's mouth. He's another thing too, you know, like the thing, Fauci. Well, Bill Gates is some other kind of thing. He's out there, man. He is way, 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 way out there. And I think you kind of get it.
The government is not a problem solver. It multiplies problems. You know, we have this, COVID is a real problem. However, the last thing you need is for government to get involved, and they dove in head first. And look what they've done. You know, they didn't fix COVID, they fixed nothing, but they added 40 to 50 million unemployed. This week, Daniel pointed out that now suicides and drug overdoses are higher than the COVID death rate. And yesterday I saw in Zero Hedge that domestic violence has more than doubled during these lockdowns. So again, problem, and then it just multiplies. And I also want to mention this because we're starting to see more and more is, you know, America's turning into like an East Germany where people are snitching on one another and turning on one another for over arbitrary things like how far you're standing apart or where or whether or not you're putting a mask on your face. So again, the worst words that you can hear is, I'm from government and I'm here to help. And they always do the exact opposite.
That's right. About the coronavirus, because it was very easy to stir up emotions and say, this is the end of the world and we have to sacrifice our liberties. We have to give up all local control. Anybody who disagrees with the official word about how to treat the virus, they are in big trouble. Like Dr. Simone, the woman doctor who leads the American doctors group, and she it's called American Frontline Doctors, and she and others had this press conference. She was fantastic.
I wrote a letter to the president several months ago. That's how this whole thing started. causing the lockdown, a mass casualty incident. I did not call the virus a mass casualty incident. It's the lockdown. And one of the first things I said in one of the very first interviews I gave was that more people were being harmed by the lockdown and dying from the lockdown than the virus. And until people listened to us, the frontline doctors, they thought that was crazy talk. It's not even close to crazy. The numbers of people that have been harmed or killed due to the effects of the lockdown and the subsequent financial, it's not a dirty word to say financial. If people don't have money, they end up less healthy. That's why people come to America, not to really get money, but to have better lives, including physical, healthier lives. The suicide calls gone up, child abuse, et cetera. In all ways, the lockdown is a problem. The strokes that went missing, the list is endless. The problem now is the lockdown. And more importantly, the problem is the fear, which Dr. McDonald, it's not the virus. We doctors here are here to tell you that there are treatments, especially if you get it early. COVID-19 is either asymptomatic or mildly ill for the majority of the population. In New York City, a hotbed area, one area of the Bronx, 43% of the people had antibodies already. The vast majority of them never knew they had been exposed, never had symptoms, or if they did, they were so trivial they didn't remember. The point is, most people who get this virus do just fine. When this whole thing is over, you have to decide if you want to be living in a free society or not a free society. Going to work, that's part of our rights as free human beings. We don't just give that up for something that doesn't harm most people most of the time.
It was fantastic, and she knew the issues, but she didn't fit into Fauci and Gates's scenario. So she got into big trouble. So if you defy, there are no laws against what she said, and she had freedom of speech, and you can't even introduce that notion about the First Amendment there. She was out and giving a speech. But what is outrageous is that she got fired. And that does raise questions because she was working in a hospital which gets the money from the government. But she was fired. She was fired, and Twitter cut her off. And she had the nerve to disagree with the conventional wisdom of Fauci. And of course, you don't do that because in order to have created this hysteria worldwide, and that is the big one. You see that line dropping off the cliff. Well, the same thing happened to common sense. Common sense dropped off a cliff too. And the whole world has joined in. At the same time, they have very, very little proof of what they're talking about. And, dependency of tests, argument for vaccines, whether it's a good argument or bad argument, because it's complicated, it's medical, and there definitely needs a discussion. But this whole idea, the science has settled this, the politicians have settled it, the doctors are on a lot of talk about it, only the medical people who agree with the authorities, who agree with the establishment, who agree with the deep state, because we have to scare people. Yes, there's a serious problem out there, but as serious as it was, I think it's been made much worse. And as the dust begins to settle, more damage, more lives lost, and more long-term detriment has come from the shutdowns. And that is the big problem. But anyway, Chris.
Anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, bedwetting, self-harm, child abuse, violence, panic attacks. I could go on and on and on. A parent came to me last week and said, I tried to take my 8-year-old daughter to the beach. She grabbed my leg and she said, Daddy, we can't go to the beach. And he said, why can't we go to the beach? And she said, Daddy, because there are other people there. This little girl was completely well and completely healthy until this pandemic began. The pandemic, in my mind, is not so much a medical pandemic, it's an emotional pandemic. And this emotional pandemic is based on and centered around fear. the fear is real, but it's not based on reality. Living in this state of fear, this pandemic of fear, my belief is that there has been an unholy alliance made between certain politicians, certain media, and special interest groups.
World Bank, IMF exposed COVID aid conditional on imposing extreme lockdowns and curfews. Huge foreign loans are given to sovereign nations by the blah, blah, blah. A recent case in Belarus has exposed the conditions laid by these agencies for loans being provided for COVID-19. The president of Belarus has exposed that the World Bank came with conditions for imposing extreme lockdown measures to model the coronavirus response. They're trying to bribe countries that don't want to play anymore because it's just taking forever. It's taking absolutely forever. And even though everywhere I go, everyone's dressed up like an imbecile because they're too lazy to look this up for themselves and they don't have the balls to not wear a mask. You see what I'm saying? I live in a town of 2,500. I went into a sub shop the other day, a sandwich shop, and someone had recently ratted them out on Facebook, so they were all masked up. It's 2,000 degrees in there. They got a pizza oven going, they're making sandwiches. We live on an island surrounded by the ocean. Do you see what I'm saying? And these poor bastards are in there wearing masks. And I wasn't, and I won't. I refuse to. Why do you think my hair's so long? I won't get a haircut because I'm not going to sit in a chair wearing a mask like an imbecile. And I'm not going to go along to get along. I am not doing this. And if everybody would just grab their nutsack and stand up, how are you letting these people, their cardboard cutout, make-believe politician, too ugly to be famous and be an actor, politician, scumbag, Satan-worshipping, child-raping assholes tell you what to do? God put me here. And as long as I don't harm anybody else, I'm not going to do what these jerk-offs say. Do you see what I'm saying? Is there a law against driving around while I'm totally intoxicated? Yeah, that makes sense. Telling me I have to dress up like some jerk-off to go to the sub shop? It ain't happening. And when I simply said to them, I have asthma. Not that you have any right to ask. They all went, we never thought of that. Well, dude, they have absolutely zero right in the world to ask you why you are or aren't wearing a mask mandated by the governor or the mayor, which is entirely and utterly illegal. They can't do that. They don't have power like that, but nobody bothers to look it up. We're in a pandemic. We literally have wealthy people trying to bribe countries into doing extreme lockdowns and curfews. Over 150,000 reported or purported. I don't know if I said that right. They're saying that 150,000 people have died so far. Yeah? And twice as many have died of the flu with all the lockdowns and social distancing and all the other nonsense. Let's not go to this number. Let's not look at this number or this number, because that would be a pandemic as well. This is most certainly a pandemic, and this is an uber pandemic. Pandemic. This? Unbelievable. Every single solitary number on here, which we would just normally consider normal on Earth, all those numbers dwarf this stupid little number, and yet the wealthy people are trying to bribe people. And believe it or not, they'll get it. They're going to get their lockdown one way or the other. But check this out too, because this is phenomenal. They're going with anything they can. How tall you are could, get out of here. How tall you are could double your risk of catching coronaviruses, scientists discover. Well, then there you go. Oh, look at this tall guy. This is laughable. And if you believe any of this stuff, you're an absolute imbecile. I don't know what else to tell you. I am sorry.
So my whole sort of a new epiphany on this all is, this has been great. I'm glad they're doing this. Not me anymore. I'm actually fully in favor of the plan. I hope everyone in the world who wants to get the coming vaccines, be tracked and tagged, basically a mark of the beast system, I hope they all get it. So I'm with you guys, I'm with you too. No need to delete my videos anymore, and I'm not even joking. I am in favor of this plan. And it'll probably get rid of or massively enslave and impoverish billions of people who don't want to know the truth, who don't actually want to wake up to anything in this world. And that's fine. So I'm fully in favor of the plan, saying that publicly right now. Hope everyone who wants the vaccine gets it. I'm so glad Fauci did it. I'm so glad Kill Gates. I gotta thank Kill. He put in like a decade or more of hard work. He didn't have to. He's like one of the richest guys in the world. He doesn't have to do this stuff. He's doing it because he cares. He wants to get rid of all NPCs and sheeple because they're, you know, he's kind of right. They're using up all these resources and they're basically just zombies. So I'm now a fan of Kill Gates. Now,
the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it.